guys going to come up? Or do I have to come down to you? What do you want to do? Somebody tell me. One of you two kids tell me. Oh, I have a big kid.
I'm the kid in water.
I have a big kid's going to join us. That's better, right? Do you want to bring mom or dad? You're not awake yet. Okay, we'll do it from here. Is that okay? All right. Well, Linda, I have to tell you, sometimes I do things that I know I'm not supposed to do. Have you ever had that? Has that ever happened to you? Sometimes my brain tells me you should not eat that. It's a glorious, wonderful, very high-calorie dessert. You should not eat that. And you know what I do? What do you think?
I eat it.
She eats it. What do you? I eat it too. That's right. Even though I know I'm not supposed to do that. It's so sad. Have you ever done that?
Yes. And it's chocolate chip cookies that do it to me because I've discovered in the last couple months I'm now allergic to chocolate, but I eat chocolate chip cookies anyway.
Oh, can you imagine being allergic to chocolate? I think that's a fate worse than death. And then she eats it anyway. Yikes. How about you? Have you ever done anything that you knew you weren't supposed to do? I know your parents are sitting right there. Have you ever done anything you know you're not supposed to do, but you do it anyway? Yeah. Do you want to tell us about it, or you want to keep it a secret? What do you think, lady? Right? Yes, of course you probably want to keep it a secret. I understand. So let's take an example of something that may or may... Okay? What about when somebody... or a lot of people, kids at school, are teasing another kid? Is it sometimes tempting to go ahead and tease that other kid too? Because everybody else is doing it, right? And then how do you feel afterwards? Bad, I know. I know, it really feels yucky. So, what do you think we could do about that? What are some other options along with the crowd? What are some other options?
Tell them to stop.
Tell them to stop. Boy, that would be really brave, wouldn't it? I think people would give you a pat on the back for doing something like that. That would make me very proud of you if you were able to do that. Good job, Linda. What, any other ideas? What's some other ideas that you could do if you knew you didn't want to tease them also, but you weren't quite brave enough to say, stop that? What would you do?
I could go up and give them a hug.
The person that's doing the teasing?
No, the person that's being teased.
The person that's being teased.
Just so they know somebody cares.
So they know. Oh, that's another really good idea. I think that would take a lot of bravery, too.
But you're not saying anything, so you're...
Right, you don't have to use your words, right? So sometimes that's easier. I'm thinking of one other thing.
I could say God loves you.
You could say God loves you, yes. Anybody else have other ideas? Ignore them or walk away. I once had a challenging church secretary that I worked with. And she loved to say things to me that she knew would fluster me or get me embarrassed or sometimes would make me angry. And she finally learned that whenever she did that, I would turn on my heel and I would just walk away from her because I didn't want to say what was going on in my brain, right? Because sometimes that's not appropriate. But I also knew that I didn't want to just stay there and take it. So... she then learned that if she wanted me to go away, she just had to say something like that and I would go away. But I think the best thing to do every time we're in challenging situations is to ask ourselves, have you ever seen a bracelet like this? WWJD. Who knows what that means? What would Jesus do? I could ask myself when that teasing is happening in front of me, what would Jesus do? And Linda, I think you might be right. He would probably go give that person a hug, right? If they were being teased. We might want to walk away. We might want to say, stop that. But the thing is, if we're really confused, not sure what to do, we can always ask ourselves, what would Jesus do? And that helps give us a good answer. Does that sound good to you guys? Good. Shall we pray? Linda, we're going to go over here and hold hands. Here.
Okay.
Not just you and me. What would Jesus do, Linda? Come on, bud. Stretch. All right. Dear God, we thank you so much for Jesus because his example is a great one. Help us always to remember to ask, what would Jesus do in this situation? We thank you and praise you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. I want my hug now.
Okay.